Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
1330 KNSS.
Time was drifting. This rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. 8:47 on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas woman becomes first female executed by the federal government in nearly 70 years.
Two.
Kansas Governor Kelly delivers virtual State of the State speech, urges lawmakers to set a good example.
One.
The House of Representatives will consider impeaching President Trump for a second time. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Some new road construction out there right now. Road construction, the Hillside Ramp to eastbound K-96 is going to be closing for some drilling. That's going to close at 9 a.m., so just a few minutes from now. Hillside Ramp to eastbound K-96 closing until 3 o'clock. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today. Going to feel like spring out there with a high of 62 degrees. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight. The overnight low 37. Thursday, 20% chance for morning rain, then partly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 50 degrees. Now partly cloudy. Southwest wind at 7 miles per hour and a chilly 22 degrees. The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Excuse me, what will you do with your $600 stimulus? Donated to charity? 7%. I didn't qualify for one? 19%. Save it? 34%. Spend it? 40%. We're going to retire that poll question now for an even more exciting poll question today.
Bring it on.
January is National Soup Month. Which is your favorite?
I like soup.
Here are the choices. Minestrone, potato soup, clam chowder, excuse me, tomato soup or chicken noodle? Those are the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. I bet that gets a lot of response. U.S. consumer prices rose 0.4% in December, led by a sharp rise in gasoline prices. Labor Department says the December increase followed a 0.2% rise in November and no change at all in October. It was the largest advance in 4 months. Inflation for all of 2020 was up a modest 1.4%, well below the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Analysts believe inflation will remain well-behaved with the economy still struggling to emerge from a pandemic-induced downturn. Lottery players will have a shot Friday night at the fifth largest jackpot in U.S. history after no tickets matched all the numbers for the latest Mega Millions.
Oh, nobody got it last night.
The jackpot for Tuesday night's Mega Millions was $625 million. Lottery officials say it's rising to an estimated $750 million. Mega Millions numbers drawn Tuesday were 12, 14, 26, 28, 33, Mega Ball, 9. And I guess I missed that 28. I had a 27 there.
Didn't quite get it.
The big prize for Powerball, the other national lottery game, is $550 million for tonight's drawing. Mega Millions and Powerball are both played in 45 states as well as Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Powerball also is offered in Puerto Rico. Go out and buy
Kansas
a ticket.
Yeah.
8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A local business has a new foreign owner. Editor Bill Roy with the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Canadian firm has bought a Wichita company. Superior Cabinets, based in Saskatchewan, has acquired Artie Henry & Company. Henry was previously known as Custom Cupboards. It's been in business for 40 years and historically has employed around 200 people at its plant near K42 in Tyler. Superior said in a press release the local company will continue to operate as its own entity. A sliver of vacant land south of the Quick Trip at Central and Greenwich will be the site of a new self-storage facility. The Planning Commission has approved a plan that shows the applicant is proposing condominium self-storage use for the 7-acre property along the east side of Greenwich Road. That's across the street from Hawker Beechcraft. The applicant is Canyon Properties Incorporated, includes representatives from Slauson Companies. And 2020 was one of the worst in the history of the Boeing company, but the manufacturer got some late boosts as it headed into 2021. Boeing reported 59 aircraft deliveries in the fourth quarter. That gives it a total of 157 for the year. That's down nearly 60% from the 380 aircraft delivered in 2019. The company was slammed by two events, the grounding of the 737 MAX and the pandemic. However, the company showed it delivered 27 737 MAX aircraft in December. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, as you know, Ted Woodward and I are hometown guys. I mean,
right?
We pretty much grew up in Wichita and went to school in Wichita. And Ted graduated from Cape and Mount Carmel with honors, with a straight A average, and
right,
and went on to bigger and great, and some wonderful school, Cape. And then I graduated from the Peerless Princess of the Plains, the Princeton of the Prairie, Wichita West.
Right, right.
A few years before Ted came along. Well, every now and then the two schools will meet on the court or on the field. And the Yeah, last night they had the big, what did they play at West last
West,
night? Basketball,
yeah.
Boys basketball at West. And Ted's Cape and team just, they beat us by quite a bit to beat the Pioneers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And Ted's, your nephew did.
My nephew's on the court, my nephew Logan.
Had a great
huge
game.
Huge part in that game last night.
So.
Oh, wow, good.
So see there, and I just have to say, well, way to go, good game, and be a good.
No hard feelings.
No, not really. No, I can't say because you know I haven't been around there for 50 years, so who cares, right?
But yeah, that's true.
No, it's always fun to dig up a little rivalry. Did you? And you went
sure.
You went to Shawnee Mission North, right?
Shawnee Mission North, you bet.
Did the Vikings have a rival, a big rival? You were the Vikings, weren't you?
Really? No, we were the Indians.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
The Vikings were Shawnee Mission West.
Boo.
Dave Dahl's alma mater.
Yeah, yeah.
Danson's alma mater.
Danson Don Hall. Yeah. Well, I got to tell you that I was up there my junior year. We went up there to play Shawnee Mission West, and I played in the B team game. And I bet Dahl was probably on varsity. Yeah, he was on varsity that year. But we played in the B team game, and they just beat the snot out of us. I mean, he really did. And
yeah,
then
they had some pretty good teams back then.
And then the varsity played, and they beat the snot out of our varsity too. So,
oh boy,
never did like going to Shawnee Mission West to play basketball. But anyway, there you go. School days, guys. School days.
Gotta love it.
You gotta love it. All right.
Do they have your old wrestling singlet up there somewhere?
Yeah, it's been retired. Yeah,
hanging from the rafters, probably.
The Bill Royce. All right,
yeah.
Guys. Thanks, guys. It's coming up 8:55. Steve and Ted Glenn Beck program on the way this morning, and they're going to be talking a lot about the effort to impeach President Trump. That's coming up after 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock news. We'll talk about the House considering impeachment for President Trump. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita. 22 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.